À notre réunion du conseil du canton de Harrington pour le mois d'avril, nous aimerions vous rappeler qu'il y a deux périodes pour permettre les citoyens à soumettre leurs interrogations, soit au début et à la fin de la réunion. Nous vous invitons à respecter la nature de ces deux périodes et éviter des représentations. Si vous avez des représentations à faire au conseil, nous vous invitons à prendre contact par courriel, en forme écrite, pour nous permettre le suivi et la réponse. Tous ceux qui aimeront discuter une situation personnelle ou légale touchant leur propriété, veuillez s'il vous plaît venir nous voir après la réunion pour nous permettre de prendre vos coordonnées pour faire un suivi de votre situation d'une façon confidentielle. Good evening and welcome to the council meeting for Township of Harrington for the month of April. We would like to remind you that there are two question periods on our agenda to allow citizens to ask questions at the beginning and at the end of each meeting. We encourage you to respect these periods and reserve them for questions. Please avoid making representations. If you do, however, have representations to make to council, we would invite you to please contact us by email and provide your representations in a written format to allow us to investigate and respond. Those who wish to discuss a personal legal situation associated with their property will be asked to meet with council after the meeting to provide your name and phone number to allow us to follow up confidentially on your inquiry over the course of the week. So, ouverture officielle de la séance, opening of the meeting, and I'm looking for roll call. So, présence, nous avons Jerry Clark, Richard Cancard, Rob Dewar, Danielle Saint-Ange, Julie James, and Chantal Scapino, as well as myself, and I am being assisted tonight by Mathieu Dessureau in the absence of Madame Bellefleur. I'm looking for a proposal to adopt the ordre du jour. Je cherche quelqu'un à proposer l'adoption de l'agenda. Rob Dewar and Richard Francoeur, and I presume we are all in favor?
Yes.
We're all unanimously in favor. Point d'information de la mairesse. En effet, depuis l'assermentation qui a eu lieu le 20 mars dernier, j'ai eu l'occasion de rencontrer les responsables de l'administration ainsi que le conseil à multiples reprises. J'ai participé à une présentation par la MTQ touchant le DGL 2023, une conférence de la part du MAMH touchant les subventions disponibles aux municipalités ainsi que les assistances administratives offertes par la MAMH pour notre personnel pour compléter les demandes. J'ai aussi participé avec le conseil à une présentation par la MRC touchant le plan d'adaptation au changement climatique. Et on vous rappelle qu'en concernant le chemin 327, de bien vouloir porter vos plaintes relatives au chemin directement au MTQ. Nous avons déjà soumis des plaintes en fin mars et en dedans une semaine, nous avons vu un certain nombre de corrections. Since the swearing-in that took place on March 20th last, I've had the chance to meet administration as well as council on a number of occasions. I participated in a presentation by the MTQ regarding the spring thaw 2023, a conference provided by MAMH touching on the available grants to municipalities in our territory, as well as the administrative assistances offered by MAMH for our personnel to complete the requests. I participated with council at a presentation by the MRC relative to the plan d'adaptation au changement climatique. So, climatic change adaptation plan. And finally, we would like to remind you, if you have any issues regarding the state of Highway 327, to please bring your complaint directly to the MTQ. It's the best way to get an action. And we have already had a chance to do so on behalf of the municipality. And within a week, we've seen a certain number of corrections. Not all corrections, but a certain number of corrections. Point d'information des conseillers et conseillères. Information points offered by our council. Chantal?
Well, this Saturday coming, there is going to be a band at HBCC, the Honeymead Brewers. Free. You're all welcome to come. And to celebrate everybody's birthday, that's the theme. Celebrate your birthday, come. We have some people are celebrating milestones, the Bennett family, so they're, and they are inviting everyone, and there's a band, like I said, that will be playing. I don't know if you know them, they're local, so you're all welcome to come. Oh, so the band starts at 8.
Julie?
Not at this time.
Danielle?
Not at this time.
Rob?
Nothing to add except reviewing all the documents and paperwork over the last weeks.
That's enough, right? Is that enough? Richard?
No, it's
Jerry?
I'd just like to welcome Gabrielle to the position of our mayor. It's been a rough few months without a leader, and welcome, and I know we'll do much better over the next term.
Thank you. Période de questions. Question period. No questions.
I'll give you a drink.
Wow. Thank you. Three weeks in, I could use it at this point. 3 weeks in. Approbation des procès-verbaux. Est-ce que je pourrais avoir... Est-ce que je pourrais avoir un proposeur pour l'adoption des procès-verbaux du 13 mars? Can I have a proposer for the adoption of our minutes of the meeting of March 13? Richard Francaire, seconded by Jerry Clark. Are we all in favor?
Yes.
All unanimously in favor. Là, c'est un avis de motion et règlement touchant démolition d'immeubles. En effet, l'article 7 touche 5 différents points, mais c'est tout relatif au même règlement. Et Mathieu va nous présenter un petit aperçu à ce niveau-là.
Avec plaisir, Madame la mairesse. Je pourrais répéter en anglais avec plaisir. J'aimerais vous dire pourquoi on en est à vous présenter d'abord un nouvel avis de motion puis un nouveau projet de règlement. Suite, rappelez-vous, on a déjà fait cette mesure-là, on a déjà fait une consultation publique. On a bien sûr intégré les éléments de la consultation publique dans la nouvelle version. Les nouvelles versions, en fait, des règlements qui nous viennent de nos avocats, des différentes associations, des municipales, sont sorties de très, très, très dernièrement. Donc, on pensait... donc, essentiellement, c'est le même cadre. C'est juste le wording, si je peux me permettre, la sémantique qui revient. Donc, plutôt que vous dire à chaque article qu'on a changé ça, on préfère vous donner une nouvelle mouture. The reason we're here today for the new bylaw, yes, this was already done, but instead of explaining you every single detail, we prefer giving you a new bylaw that I will explain right away. So what happens is all demolition will be necessary to go through a new process at the municipality. All except un immeuble qu'une personne démolit ou fait démolir, un immeuble incendié, un immeuble à démolir pour permettre à la municipalité de réaliser une fin municipale, un immeuble servant à un usage agricole, un bâtiment accessoire ou complémentaire tel que défini, et un bâtiment temporaire au sens des règlements d'urbanisme. Donc, we already have a bylaw that implies a certificate of authorization for demolition. This is also the case. What we're adding right now is pour les bâtiments patrimoniaux. Donc, any patrimonial buildings that could be touched will have to go through this committee and this process. So there is copies available in the back. The copies are also available on our website. Le projet de règlement est disponible sur nos sites web. Essentiellement, là, c'est exactement la même mouture de règlement, mais avec une sémantique et des mots un peu différents. Et je pense beaucoup plus simplifié. C'est pour ça qu'on a voulu vous le présenter comme ça. Donc voilà, il y aura évidemment une période de consultation publique, on va y revenir plus tard, oui. Qui sera reprise compte tenu qu'on recommence le processus.
L'avis de motion, the notice of motion, I require one counselor to Daniel. Daniel provides the avis. Dépôt projet de règlement, ça me prend un proposeur et un appuyeur. C'est bien ça, monsieur?
Pour le projet de règlement.
Projet de règlement. Can I have a proposer? Julie. And a seconder?
Sure.
Thank you, Rob. And are we all in favor?
Yes.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as well as myself. Thank you. Adoption, the same article. Now we're going straight to adoption. Can I have a proposer? Chantal and seconder, Jerry. We all in favor?
Yes.
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 Thank you. All in favor, it's unanimous. So the date of assembly for the public consultation has been fixed at May 2. The 2nd of May at 3 p.m. La date de l'assemblée publique pour la consultation de ce projet et de touchant la démolition d'immeubles est prévue pour le 2 mai à 3 heures au bureau de la municipalité.
Absolument.
At the offices of the town. Gestion financière et administrative. Dépôt du rapport des dépenses autorisées par la direction générale et les directeurs de services. Deposit of the expense list authorized by General Administration and Services. We have rapport de dépenses autorisées pour l'administration générale, une somme de 14 766,77. Donc, la plus grande partie est associée à l'élection, soit le poste, le bureau de poste. La balance des items sont des montants minimales et régulières et majoritairement touchant différents aspects de matériel résiduel. Total amount for this report is $14,766. The majority of it happens to be in Canada Post. We have over $7,000 of postage stamps. The balance are split up between a number of items, although majority appears to be waste management. As far as the rapport dépenses autorisées par la voirie, I have a total of $9,536, of which they're spread out on multiple different categories, but if I were to pick the highest items, repairs to a GMC Silverado, work clothes for employees, stockpile of diesel, so, gas. And the rest of the items are fairly minor. 9,536. Est-ce que j'ai fait ça en français déjà? Non. Pardon, je m'excuse. Alors, en gros, pour rapport de dépenses autorisées voirie, $9,536. Donc, les gros items étaient des réparations au GMC Silverado, des habits de travail pour notre département de voirie et la gaz, le stockpile. How do you say stockpile?
Réserve de diesel
puis réserve de gaz. Acceptation des comptes à payer, des comptes payés pour le mois de mars. On a pour 245 dues. For the monthly expenses for the municipality for the month of March, we are looking at $245,192.12. This has been reviewed by two of our counselors, Julie, Jerry, and who?
Danielle.
And I'm sorry, Danielle. She's a monkey. I need a proposer for this.
Sure.
Danielle. And Jerry. Are we all in favor? Chantal, are you in favor? Julie, yeah. All in favor?
Yes.
Thank you. Unanimous. We have deposited the financial report for March 2023 to Council. We are proceeding to the nomination of acting mayor and mayor substitute at the MRC Argenteuil. On procède à 8.4, nomination au maire suppléant et substitut de maire à la MRC. Alors, on propose Monsieur Clark. Et on remercie M. Francoeur pour son travail qui était énorme et très important pour la municipalité. Ça me prend un proposeur. Can I have a proposer for the nomination of Jerry Clark as pro-mayor? Julie James, seconded by Rob Dewar. Are we all in favor?
Yes.
All of us are in favor. Unanime encore. Autorisation de signature, Caisse des Jardins. En temps normal, à chaque changement conseil à ce niveau-là, il y a des changements de signature à ce niveau-là. On propose... Où est-ce que je l'ai, ce détail-là? Alors, on propose Mme Gabrielle Parr-Mairesse, M. Jerry Clark, maire suppléant, Mme France Pelfer, la directrice et greffière trésorière, et M. Mathieu Dessureau, directeur général adjoint greffier trésorier, pour comme signataire pour le canton de Harrington. So, changing the signing officers to Gabrielle Parr, Jerry Clark, Mme Belfleur, Mathieu Dessureau, for the canton of Harrington. Can I have a proposer, please? Oui. Richard, and seconded by Rob. Est-ce que nous sommes tous en faveur?
Yes.
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. Oui. Unanime. Merci. Dépôt. Dépôt de déclaration des intérêts pécuniaires. Ça, c'est un document qu'on fait à chaque nouvelle élection suite à assermentation, puis en gros, c'est ça fait partie du règlement, en gros. Alors, il a déjà été déposé. So that's a report called Declaration of Pecuniary Interest. Is that a good word?
Yeah.
Of which is required anytime we have a new elected member to provide that attestation. So it has been deposited with Harrington, according to the law. 8.7. Nomination d'un comité de sélection relatif à l'embauche d'un directeur adjoint aux travaux publics. Nomination of a selection committee, it's a hiring committee, relative to the hiring of a director adjoint in travaux publics. We have set a resolution to recognize the people that will be doing interviewing and as well as substitutes. And it's really a committee that has been established for any type of management hiring for Harrington. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur, Daniel, et un appuyé par... you're on the committee, though, eh? Let's just... Julie. Okay, Danielle and Julie. Julie, are we all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All of us, Chantal, are we all in favor? Yes. So it's a unanimous again, Monsieur Desureau.
On n'a pas besoin de nommer les membres.
Vous pouvez. On pourrait, ce qu'on l'a déjà fait, les membres du comité, c'est normalement, le comité de base, c'est la directrice générale, la maire et M. Francoeur. Et en substitut, on a, pour la maire et le conseiller, c'est Julie James et Jerry Clark. Et le substitut pour le DG, c'est M. Desureau. Alors, on a toutes les places couvertes. Sécurité publique. Schéma de couverture de risque en sécurité incendie. Rapport d'activité du service de sécurité incendie 2022. This is the basic schema of coverage, risk coverage for incendie. It's a report of the activities for 2022. This is an annual report that goes directly to the MRC, is that correct? And it gets filed with all the rest of the municipalities in the MRC as their report of activity. It's an annual filing and it has been filed, correct? Or is it going to be filed after this approval?
After this proposal, yes.
Okay. I need a proposer, j'aurais besoin de quelqu'un pour proposer le transfert de ces données au MRC. Proposer?
Sure.
Rob proposes and Richard seconds it. Sommes-nous tous en faveur? Are we all in favor?
Yes.
I don't think we really have a whole lot of choice on this one. It's got to go in whether we're in favor or not, but we're all in favor. So, unanime. Travaux publics. Autorisation d'un dépôt de projet par la MRC Argenteuil visant à partager une ressource professionnelle en génie civil embauchée par la MRC dans le cadre du volet 4, soutien à la coopération intermunicipale du Fonds Région et Ruralité du ministère des Affaires municipales et de l'Habitation. En gros, authorization of a project submission by the MRC Argenteuil aimed at sharing a professional resource in civil engineering hired by the MRC within the framework of component 4, support of intermunicipal cooperation of the regions and rurality fund of the Ministère des Affaires municipales et de l'Habitation. Basically, there is an open door that regarding sharing a resource. In terms of, there's grant funds available and hours available in order for us to, je me demande quelle est la différence entre celui-là puis celui-là. Ça se peut-tu?
Si je peux, Madame.
Oui, s'il vous plaît.
There's two projects on the table. One that's for the complete 9 municipalities in the MRC.
The second
project that we will be getting to is a project exclusively for Harrington and Mille.
Okay.
But it's the same fund. It's the same process.
J'ai manqué ce bout-là.
Thank you so much.
For resources, what does that include? Like,
Civil engineering.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, so
roads and everything else that goes.
Yes, that yes. It's specifically really it's to create the plan de vie for all different kinds of projects. So they have one that they're the grant that civil engineer covers the 9 municipalities of the MRC, whereas we also have a secondary civil engineer that would only be split between 2 municipalities, Mille and ours, of which Mille, I understood, was only going to be like 25%. So we should get the lion's share of that second civil engineer, and it will allow us to prepare all the plan de vie of all of the projected road repairs that we have coming up in the next couple of years. So the cost to the municipality is minimal. It's mostly picked up by the cost of the municipality can attain. The grant can attain 80% of the cost. So it would cost us like 20% of a civil engineer. salary, and those are the dollars that cost a lot when we have to do any of those projects. Now, all of it, both items, because of the setup of the plan, also falls into grantable funds. Sometimes you have the staff on site, it doesn't apply towards the grant, whereas it being off-site, we are allowed to incorporate those expenses within our within the grants that are provided.
Okay, thank you. Sorry
to bother you up there. No, that's good. Alors, 10.1, si j'étais pas assez clair, était pour les 9 municipalités du MRC. 10.2, c'est strictement pour Mille-Îles et Harrington. Donc, on devrait Harrington avoir la plus grande partie. Alors, 10.1, ça me prend un proposeur. Richard, secondé par Daniel. Est-ce que nous sommes tous en faveur?
Oui.
Let's
oui.
hear the voices. Yes. Also, unanime pour 10.1. And for 10.2, pour Mille-Îles and Harrington, can I have Julie's proposer? Chantal is seconding. Are we all in favor?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Unanimous. This point walk, purchase and spreading of 35% calcium chloride. Do you have the detail there? Sorry. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Bon, ben, celui-là, c'est suite à demander des soumissions. Et pour l'achat et épandage de chlorure de calcium, donc... on cherchait 225 000 litres et c'était du calcium 35%. On a eu deux offres, donc Entreprise Bourget et Multiroute. Et Multiroute avait le meilleur prix à 37,5 sous du litre. Est-ce que j'ai le droit de faire cette mention?
Oui, ça ne voulait pas prendre.
Oui, and the second place quoter in that file, le deuxième qui a rentré était à 41.27. C'est quand même un écart assez considérable. Bon, ben ça me prend Jerry Clark proposing, Danielle seconding. Are we all in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Unanimous. Purchase of a water reservoir kit, a mechanical sweep for the mechanical sweeper. Et puis, c'est un achat d'un ensemble de réservoirs d'eau balais mécanique. Alors, la municipalité désire accélérer le passage du balai mécanique après la fonte des neiges. Et considérant l'acquisition d'un réservoir à eau pour le balai mécanique réduira la poussière émise lors de l'utilisation, on propose de procéder à un achat à 3 975 $ plus taxes pour un réservoir d'eau pour le balai mécanique. Considering the municipality is looking at improving the mechanical broom, is that what we call it? A mechanical broom?
Yeah.
Yeah, mechanical broom after the snow has melted and to allow us to reduce the dust and dirt, we're looking at the acquisition of a water reservoir for our mechanical broom at the cost of $3,975. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur, s'il vous plaît? Daniel, secondé par Richard. Sommes-nous tous d'accord?
Oui.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
You should just mention the tax is $4,570, right?
Yeah, I would, I didn't get there, but no. I'm guessing that's... with taxes, $4,570.26. Alors, et finalement, le programme de taxe sur l'essence, contribution du TEC pour l'année Et en effet, c'est plutôt pour, c'est prévu pour les années 2019 et 2000, à 2023. Mais on va pas toucher ce qui est les années avant. On va toucher certainement le 2023, où on prévoit dans les catégories de subvention PAVL, accélération rivière rouge. Non, c'est juste ceux-là. Hein? Alors, on prévoit des travaux sur Mont Oeller, 83 000, Madden, 109 000, Milfond, 90 250, McLeod, 59 890, White Acres,
86 640
et...
Ponceau. Le restant des
Ponceaux. C'est toutes des Ponceaux?
Absolument.
Et la balance sont toutes des Ponceaux pour 120 000 $ dont le total de ces six items, c'est 549 480. Bon. Et ça me prend... Un proposeur ou non pour ça?
Oui, il nous faut un proposeur.
Oui.
C'est un dépôt de programmation.
J'avais l'impression que c'était déjà résolu. Alors, proposed by Richard Francoeur, seconded by Chantal Scapino. Can I know if everybody's in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody's in favor? All in favor, unanimous. Période de questions. Yeah. It's going to be this week published. We should have a publishing on our website, but there's also a place where we do affichage of jobs. So, but it should be published on our website.
It will be published on our website.
Yeah.
Is it going to be better than the last time we were
here?
They put four positions on the site,
mm-hmm.
and then they took them off.
Okay.
I was told at the meeting that they couldn't find a fit.
Mm. So Mathieu, can you answer me?
There was indeed a posting that just didn't go through, and we present whatever candidates to the council, and it was decided not to go forward with those avec l'embauche. Yes.
I would suggest you call and find out tomorrow where is you'll be able to find it on the website. You can't find it, call the office and ask where you can locate it on the website.
I'll gladly send it personally to you if you want the posting.
No, I was just hoping it would be
more posted.
More organized than the last time.
Okay. Affichage. Monsieur Filion.
I'm the assistant director of public works. This ties into the budget and triennial plan that calls for buying equipment.
No.
It doesn't?
No, it's a succession plan because we have one of our employees that's in charge of that and he's wearing too many hats and he's looking at reducing his hours, so it's a succession plan to provide assistance to do that job.
It isn't the assistant director of public works that was mentioned at the time of the budget presentation, because
I was not involved at that presentation, so I can't tell you if it was the same person or not. It is an affichage for a job alongside.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Okay.
I can tell you that that's how it was presented initially.
It's possibly. It's not presented now that way.
Okay. I had also heard.
We have evaluated that we need to have a succession plan for that post, because if something happens and he is incapable of fall sick or anything, we don't have a backup in place.
That's Mr. Swale, right?
That's correct. That's Mr. Swale. So we're looking at providing him a twin. The goal is to shadow to be able to replace that person on a moment's notice?
I hadn't finished my question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I had heard that many contacts were made with an employee of Arundel for that job.
Okay.
And that this person was all intents and purposes led to believe that he would be getting an offer for the job.
Okay.
That never happened.
Okay.
And now you're saying that it's going to be posted and people will apply.
Yes.
And we are all be treated correctly.
That's right. That's the goal. We want we're encouraging the community and our population to participate in that application.
So there was no truth to this rumor about a person from a window.
I can't speak for what happened then because I'm not familiar with what was presented then. So I don't know that. I do know there are people interested in the post. So it's posting, but it can't be just handed out. It's a posting that has to follow a strict process and be approved by council. That's what we're looking for. Yes?
One question. How many employees do we have directly under the WARI that we need two superintendents? How many?
Two superintendents over the voirie that are very limited right now.
It's a
backup succession plan for Neil, who's in charge not only of the voirie
and the
Echo Center staff and all the projects that happen on the roads that we're looking at doing.
Yes.
He also is the fire chief.
Yeah.
And
I'm aware of all that.
Okay, well, okay, so it's not just the bloody
superintendent, and we're sitting there. We've got a lot of administration people that are working for us, and for the amount of time that our superintendent Wadi and our fire chief and everything else.
Yeah.
Is there not anybody else that works right under him in that divisions? Or do we have to hire two bosses which have more
the goal is to hire someone that would replace him if he falls sick tomorrow morning. That's the goal.
Okay, so it's like a big insurance policy. It's going to cost us how much? 60 grand?
We definitely have the hours. He wants to reduce his workload.
So you're going to pay him less because he's reducing his workload?
There's definitely a contract is attached to...
Yes, I'm aware. My question is that he's going to reduce his hours and he's going to subsidize that.
Obviously, it's all part of the plan of reduction of the reduction of his service.
It's just my question. I'm not thinking anything is obvious, okay? It's very simple.
No.
It's not obvious.
No.
It's got to be done. And before we start spending more money, we better make sure we're getting it. You're not taking it from one pocket, stick it in there, grab some more from over here, shove it in there, and we're not getting anything in the middle.
Yeah.
I hope my council understands my question, because it's not a good business move. That's just my view.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah,
yes.
Just to add Mr. Filion's point, is just because we can think of it, we have how many employees that work at the town come from Arundel. So it's
definitely a topic of discussion already.
Well, that doesn't seem much.
Well, okay, but I don't know what this... that is what she brought, is a topic of discussion. And it's a topic of discussion. I'm not saying more than that. Do I have any other questions?
Yes.
Oui, monsieur?
Just a few meetings ago, we were talking about purchasing a new fire truck for Neil. Is that still on?
Fire truck?
I'm not
aware of a new fire truck. Did I miss that someplace? It's the triennial plan that showed up in, so not this year. It's a long term plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was understanding that
it's a plan.
Yeah.
For the safety reasons, the truck was not the standard.
Brought up at the
meeting. Yeah. Oh, I think you mean his pickup. Is that
his pickup?
Yeah,
his pickup.
Not a fire
yeah.
Truck. The same.
No,
that's what
his
was
yeah.
It
yeah.
There?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Change the Silverado.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was a fire truck. No. Yeah. Okay.
Well, there is a.
There is also.
It's in the 2025. Yeah. Yeah. It's not this year.
It's a budget. The life expectancy to these things.
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name's John Heflin.
Hi.
It's my first meeting, you guys.
Welcome.
I've been here since 1940.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been coming since 1957. I got born.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And counsel, you're working hard during the last few months. Thank you. So I've been talking to Chantel, and I've been in writing for the last couple of years with the planning department, I think, regarding tree clearing and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So this bylaw that we have, -2016, right, to take care of the mountains and to...
Yes, the PIIA, yes,
yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I have two questions. My first question is, do we have enough people, or who's running this? Who's able to manage or inspect what's going on? I still read again today that it's for sale up on Summit of Valley, 54 acres, and as blessed by the city, it says, as blessed by the city, you can subdivide it. Now that's the top of Rock Candy Mountain, looking overlooking the valley and so on. And when I look into that particular 2016, I see that as designated, color-coded or whatever, nothing to happen there.
Mm.
I pass this on to Chantel. I know you're looking at it and stuff.
Well, in terms of the... But in terms of the... Yes?
I'll just give you the history, too. Since 2021, it's non-stop cutting going on up there.
Mm.
Non-stop.
Yeah.
The last I've done... And I'm getting cooperative responses
yes.
and so on, but it doesn't seem there's people that can really go and stop it or do it or what. Yeah. I'm not going to physically go up and start, talking to people.
That did come to our table, and we discussed how come we can have a PEUL protection of top of mountains while it appears there's clear cutting going on. And what we were provided was that for major cuts, major forestry cuts, are exempt of. Of that. Is that what we're explained on?
May I?
Yes?
Because I did bring it to council.
Yes, thank you.
And so there are many factors, and we're still trying to get some answers, because there's one is the tree cutting that from the MRC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was told, and I shared it with the office.
I just want you to have a face to the...
But that's right, yeah.
Yes,
working on it. Is there anything I can do there? But I've been pretty exhaustively writing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I know I sent to Timo so that to have more, because mm-hmm. to show him those subdivisions, and I CC Gabrielle on it. So I'm waiting for an answer on that. Mm-hmm. And for the... and also for, for Lake Mud, I brought it up, and also for the bed and breakfast, and for the short term, Airbnb,
I was looking for the minutes or something about the meeting that took place in February. I had a death in the family the last few months, but I read January 24th, you had a meeting tying into the having to
yes.
the bylaw for yes. the taxes
yes.
and this whole thing got thrown in there about the Airbnb. Well, when I go into it, I'm in the middle of it. I'm there. All my neighbors are there, and whatever. Somehow we got tagged as a part of it.
Okay.
And I'm pretty. We've been here full time. We're our principal residence since 2012. But so I try and really stay up here as much as I can.
Okay.
Never saw this one coming.
For the Airbnb, I would ask you to come and talk with Mathieu after the meeting, because he's that's his territory, right?
Absolutely.
Everything's your territory, right? And in terms of the urbanism department and the backlog as to how they're managing the claim, there's no question that things are moving a lot smoother. We're dealing with existing files 63, of which in the last month we've had 14 permits issued, one refused, four canceled, leaving us at the end of March with 44 files, and that's fairly reasonable to work. In terms of the actual permits that did take place for the month of March, we are looking at a total of 15 permits, of which we have two residential buildings, and the rest are bâtiments accessoires, captage d'eau, dérogation mineure, and that's it. So,
and I do follow, and I see where there's like where there's going to be a variance or whatever. I see the dialogue on that.
Okay.
We discuss it, and I have confidence in that overall.
Okay.
What I'm really concerned is we just seem to have a total lack of inspection, and people are cutting with impunity.
Yeah.
The trees are gone. They're gone.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and what am I supposed to do? I mean, I'm talking to neighbors. That's
fine.
I'm trying to talk to neighbors, but yeah. Guys, if we don't have an attitude, or if there's not some, I was at another lake last year, you know, up near St. Donat, and you know, I was looking at him and said, what's all that? He said, well, I had put all that, the inspector was here, and I had to put all this, and he said, you know, we've had the place like 70 years, but we had to go and put more trees and everything right down to the shore. And I said, oh, and says, oh yeah, don't mess with these guys.
Yeah.
There seems to be
there is a different category, and what we're asking are for that specific issue, we have submitted it to our urbanist to validate what's happening there and what law does it fall on.
Okay.
So.
But on top of that, around my lake, there are trees going down.
Yep. Like, all the time.
Like just, you know, there's dots going in. There's things. And I know. Well, one of them was I was responding on the cutting up on the mountain. And it was, well, there's a permit for that for a skidoo trail. So, well, I've been talking about it for 2 years, and I never had a chance to see anything. What about the skidoo trail?
They said there was no permit for 2 years, and then there was a skidoo trail.
And they're cutting and cutting and cutting.
Anyway, the file has been handed over as of last week to the urbanism department to validate the exact situation.
Just one more, just to add on to this gentleman's question, is what do we consider major wood cutting?
That's the question.
Okay, that's my question. Is that, okay, what do you consider major? We don't have a number. So if I go in there and I go, I have 100 acres and I knock out 50 or 60, is that considered major? Or if I only have 10 acres and I wipe out 75% of it, is that considered major? What percentage is considered major?
This is the question we have put to our department.
That's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
And it's like I said, it's not the municipality that gives the permit, but the MRC. But we need to be informed.
That's right.
Good question about it.
Yeah.
That's why I say get rid of the MRC and run our own.
Yeah, try that and see what happens.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions? Questions, s'il vous plaît? No? Oui, Madame Charette.
J'ai deux précisions.
Oui.
Avant d'embaucher le...
Directeur adjoint. Oh, l'ingénieur, oui.
L'ingénieur civil. On n'avait pas d'ingénieur
non.
civil.
Non, on contractait le service d'un ingénieur. Ça coûtait des...
Ça coûte très cher.
Pour les plans de vie, on contractait
pour
toujours.
C'est
toujours contracté.
Puis là, on va avoir la chance
d'en
avoir un bon.
Oui.
Est-ce que je peux me permettre?
Oui, s'il vous plaît.
Donc, le service de la MRC offre un service d'ingénierie auquel on peut faire appel.
Oui.
Là, ce projet-là vient en fait venir prendre une partie de ce salaire-là, puis vient le subventionner dans le cadre d'une subvention à la hauteur potentielle de 80%. Donc, c'est pour ça que les municipalités se mettent ensemble et disent on veut maintenir notre service d'ingénierie à la MRC, puis en plus, on veut profiter d'une subvention pour ces ressources-là.
Absolument. La question, c'était plutôt. Qu'est-ce qu'on faisait avant? Mais Donc, c'était déjà prévu, planifié.
Il fallait, il faut planifier les travaux, fait que...
Et puis, l'autre question, un peu plus, une information un petit peu plus innocente. Le balai mécanique,
oui.
C'est un balai qui passe sur les chemins qui sont pavés, ou s'il passe, c'est ça, il passe pas sur les chemins qui sont pas pavés. D'accord, merci. Merci.
Alors, autre question? Je vais demander un proposeur pour la fermeture. Jerry and Rob, are we all in favor of ending this meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight. Much appreciated.